The Chevra Kadisha, who are they and what are their responsibilities? So as written in the Truvas of the Tashbetz, one of the great Algerian Rishonim, it was customary in Jewish communities, possibly going back to biblical times, although we don't have any evidence of this, but definitely at least from the time of the writing of this Truva in the 1300s, to designate specific people as a chabura, to be in charge of all the matters relating to burial of the deceased of the Jewish community, to perform the tara, to guard the mace, to dig the graves, to bury the dead, perform the levaya ceremony, to take care of the Beis HaChaim, the cemetery, and so on and so forth. Throughout the ages, they became known as the Chevra Kadisha, the Holy Assembly. We will discuss in this lesson various details relating to the members of the Chevra Kadisha. Let's begin with the question of who. Who gets to join the Chevra Kadisha and become a member? So the Chevra Kadisha is open for both men and women. Women deal with women who pass away, men deal with men, regarding the Tara. So long as they are people of peace and good character, they are to be experts in the laws and customs of the Tara and review them periodically. Prior to accepting a member to the Chevra Kadisha, his knowledge should be tested. Customarily, each one of the Chabad Rebbeim were members of the Chevra Kadisha of their city. And it seems that the Rebbe was as well, even though they may not have been involved necessarily in the actual details of the burial and or Tahara. It goes without saying that the members must be Jewish and are to be observant of Torah and mitzvos, as it is a problem for a Gentile and non-religious Jew to deal with the body of the deceased, at least initially. May the Chevra Kadisha receive a payment for their work beyond salary? So the answer is yes. There's a tshuva of the Tashbetz that we mentioned in which he states that this is not a problem, and so likewise writes the Chassam Sefer in a response. Although despite this, as the Chassam Sefer writes in his drushes, the widespread custom is for them to do chesed shel emes, to do their work without payment, even though there is no halachic contradiction for them to receive payment for their work. And indeed, the members, the set members of the Chevra Kadisha who deal with the actual burial, often do receive payment, as that is, unfortunately, their parnasa, which they do on an almost daily basis, and sometimes many times a day, depending on the city and its Jewish population. We find that the members of the Chevra Kadisha have a status of precedence over anyone else when it comes to performing the Tara on the deceased. So even if a big rabbi, a big tzaddik passed away who has many students who are close to him, still the members of the Chevra Kadisha receive precedence of doing the Tara over the actual students. So rules the Elia Rabbah in chapter 153, Halacha 33. And so is renowned in a story with the Mezuzah Magid that when he passed away in the city of Anipoili, there was an argument between the local Chevra Kadisha and the students of the Magid regarding who will get to do the Tara on the Magid. In the end, it went to the Bezdin of Anipoili, and they ruled that the Chevra Kadisha of Anipoili is in the right, and they receive precedence to do the Tara and not the students of the Magid. Nonetheless, since the Alter Rebbe was a member of the Chevra Kadisha in his old hometown, therefore they allowed him to participate and did a lottery regarding which part of the Magid's body each one would be able to do the Tara on. And in the Geiro, the Alter Rebbe's lot fell on cleaning and toiveling the Magid's head. The Alter Rebbe then said that tzaddikim are more alive in their death than when they're alive, and thus the Magid can immerse himself and doesn't need my help. And so it was that the Magid lifted himself up and immersed into the mikvah by himself three times. So is recorded in the Sefer Beis Rebbe, page 10, in Sefer HaTolos of the Magid, and Admor, volume 1. We will now discuss the Chevra Kadisha fast. There is a tradition followed by in many generations prior for members of the Chevra Kadisha, which refers to members who do the Tara, who do the burial, etc., and not just members on paper, to choose a day throughout the year to fast in order to receive forgiveness if they ever were not conscious enough in the respect of the deceased, and in order to discuss matters relating to burial that they can do in a better way. This applies to both men and women who are active members of the Chevra Kadisha. Now, when is the chosen date for this fasting? So there are different communities on site that anyone has to follow. The widespread custom in Russian communities, which include Lubavitch cities and towns, was to fast on the 15th of Kislev. And so is the custom today in New York, and other Chabad communities. This was also the custom in Lita, in Volozhin, and Shklov, and Halberstadt. In Jerusalem, however, and other cities in Israel, and some in the diaspora, the custom is to fast on the 7th of Adar, which is the Yahrzeit of Moshe Rabbeinu. In a leap year, it's customarily done on the 7th of Adar Sheni, although some communities do it in Adar Rishon, being that we commemorate Moshe's Yahrzeit in Adar Rishon of a leap year, and not in Adar Sheni, as rules the Magen Avraham in chapter 580 and many, many other Paiskim. It is proper for those fasting to accept the fast in the mincha before the day of the fast, or so it be an official fast. The davening of the day of the fast day is one of a regular fast day if there is a minyan, and therefore they recite slichas. Aneinu is recited in Shmona Esrei of mincha. Kriyas HaTorah takes place in davening, again assuming there is a minyan of people fasting. The topics of discussion. The Chevra Kadisha should use the day to discuss the Jewish burial laws that require fixing or enhancement, as well as monetary matters relating to their activities and burial plots. They are also to visit Kivrei Tzaddikim on this day and ask for forgiveness from the deceased if they did not act with them appropriately. At the conclusion of the day, it is customary for the Chevra Kadisha to hold a celebratory feast, a Seudas Mitzvah, to commemorate and celebrate their big schus and merit of the Holy Society to do Chesed Shel Emes and bury the dead.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.